I don't pretend to understand the mystery of love, but this time it was more than sex, more than using a woman's body. It was being lifted off the earth, outside fear and torment, being part of something greater than myself. I was lifted out of the dark cell of my own mind to become part of someone else, just as I had experienced it that day on the couch in therapy. It was the first step outward to the universe, beyond the universe, because in it and with it we merged to recreate and perpetuate the human spirit, expanding and bursting outward and contracting and forming inward. It was the rhythm of being, of breathing, of heartbeat, of day and night, and the rhythm of our bodies set off an echo in my mind. It was the way it had been back there in that strange vision. The gray murk lifted from my mind, and through it the light pierced into my brain. How strange that light should blind. And my body was absorbed back into a great sea of space, washed under in a strange baptism. My body shuddered with giving, and her body shuddered its acceptance. This was the way we loved, until the night became a silent day. And as I lay there with her, I could see how important physical love was, how necessary it was for us to be in each other's arms, giving and taking. The universe was exploding, each particle away from the next, hurtling us into dark and lonely space, eternally tearing us away from each other. Child out of the womb, friend away from friend, moving from each other, each through his own pathway toward the goal box of solitary death. But this was the counterweight, the act of binding and holding. As when men, to keep from being swept overboard in the storm, clutch at each other's hands to resist being torn apart, so our bodies fused a link in the human chain that kept us from being swept into nothing. And in the moment before I fell off into sleep, I remembered the way it had been between Faye and myself, and I smiled. No wonder that had been easy. It had been only physical. This, with Alice, was a mystery. I leaned over and kissed her eyes. Alice knows everything about me now, and accepts the fact that we can be together for only a short while. She has agreed to go away when I tell her to go. It's painful to think about that, but what we have, I suspect, is more than most people find in a lifetime. October 14th. I wake up in the morning and don't know where I am or what I'm doing here. And then I see her beside me and I remember. She senses when something is happening to me, and she moves quietly around the apartment, making breakfast, cleaning up the place, or going out and leaving me to myself without any questions. We went to a concert this evening, but I got bored and we left in the middle. Can't seem to pay much attention anymore. I went because I know I used to like Stravinsky, but somehow I no longer have the patience for it. The only bad thing about having Alice here with me is that now I feel I should fight this thing. I want to stop time, freeze myself at this level, and never let go of her.